More Christians disappear into Saudi Arabia jails. Chaplains are reaching out to Hispanic prison inmates. And radio is planting churches in Mozambique. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping today's news, little is known about the fate of four African Christians arrested in a Saudi Arabian police raid a month ago. Officers raided a private worship gathering in Jeddah. Greg Musselman is with Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
We don't even know if there were people that were from outside of the Christian community that were there, but somebody somewhere reported them, and then as a result of that, they were arrested. And then what happens often is that these people that have come to find work that are Christians have a heart to evangelize in a very low-key way, because that's really the only way that evangelism takes place in a country like Saudi Arabia.
Musselman says the Saudi government insists that Christians are free to worship within their own homes. As evidenced by these arrests, that's not always the case.
I think we need to be praying that our brothers and sisters in Christ that are trying to bring the gospel to the Saudi people, that they would continue to be strong and not fearful. And then also for the Christians that have come out of Islam, many of them are having to be very, very low-key.
Meanwhile, it appears hunger for God's word continues to grow in India, despite attempts to enact anti-conversion laws, beatings, and even death at the hands of Hindu radicals. That growth is causing a need for Bibles, and World Bible Translation Center wants to help with that problem. World Bible's Joshua Paul says their easy-to-read Bibles are available in 13 Indian languages, and the opposition's not too happy about that.
Sometimes we get anonymous call from different people. Sometimes they threatened us not to distribute these copies free of charge. Also, the evangelists who are working in the remote villages are facing the same kind of problems.
Since the Bible is big, like their Hindu books, many nominal Hindus accept the Bible.
Most of the Hindus in the rural areas consider Jesus Christ as one of the gods. When we give the Bible, they were so happy thinking that they will getting blessing from Jesus Christ, the Christian God. So they keep this full Bible near their altar.
Funding for 30,000 Bibles is needed for the most difficult areas of India. You're listening to Mission Network News. God's Word is making inroads into the lives of Hispanic prison inmates through Spanish-speaking chaplains who want to bring them hope and freedom in Christ. The Bible League and the Chicago Bible Society have partnered together to provide training to chaplains seeking to minister to the Cook County Jail's Hispanic population. The training equips chaplains to use the Bible League's Bible studies, which will have an impact within and beyond the prisons. Next, Operation Blessings Free Medical Clinic in New Orleans East just expanded its services to meet ever-growing needs in Katrina's footprint. The region's Methodist hospital remains closed nearly 10 months after the devastation. OBI's president, Bill Horan.
They still have chronic problems like diabetes and high blood pressure, which are the most common. But they also hurt themselves trying to get their houses rebuilt and their lives rebuilt. And there's virtually no place for these folks to go, particularly if they don't have insurance or if they don't have any cash.
OBI partners with local church groups to help them be more effective. Horan says people see their work as God's gift because it's God-fearing people who are bringing them help.
If people ask for and are obviously in need of prayer, we offer to pray with them. But our mission down there is to do the work rather than talk about the work. We are doers of the word, and we try to do what the Bible preaches, feed the hungry, heal the sick.
And finally, leadership training is in high demand in Mozambique. That's because for the past 15 years, Transworld Radio's broadcast in that country have led to more than 300 churches being established. TWR's radio program, Words of Hope, along with theological training by extension, have been a vital part of training more than 1,700 pastors and church leaders over the past 9 years. A new, much-needed studio and office building are being constructed to help with the demand. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Gain USA is making available Josh McDowell's book, The Da Vinci Code, The Quest for Truth. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. This book will give you the tools you need to open compelling dialogue about the real and relevant Christ. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.